flesh today. Is the world enjoying this, or is it of the saints of God? Is it of the Spirit of God? That's the test I want to put you through, because if you're claiming Jesus Christ, you're trampling his blood by still going after the flesh, by still following after the flesh. It actually says in the scriptures, they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its affections and lusts. Right?
Who do not obey the gospel.
Yes.
So I care about you. Do you go to a church building at all, a church system?
Yeah, I go to a Baptist church.
Okay, I would test that, because Jesus Christ set up his church in the first century. The Baptist religion didn't come along for 1,500, 1,600 years later. Are we supposed to be imitating Christ, Paul, the apostles, or are we supposed to be imitating a man-made traditional system which actually voids your worship of God, Mark 7?
Isn't the church already, no matter what church it is, already a traditional system?
No, because if you test all of the ordinances, we actually have a 10-point test on the website, Don't Perish. If you test the traditions, you find that they're not in the Word of God, and the Lord wants us to worship him in spirit and truth. And actually, if you read Leviticus 10, you can see the character of God. They tried to bring strange fire to God, something that he didn't want to be worshipped with. He burned them to a crisp. He wants specific worship his way, not outside of it. And we see that in the church buildings. You go to a church, you call it the church, which isn't biblical. And then there's a pastor who stands in a pulpit and gives an oration for a half an hour. That's nowhere in New Testament scripture. There's a bunch of elders in the New Testament body. Everyone gives their voice. Everyone has something to bring. You have to come out of that man-made tradition. The Lord teaches us how to talk, act, dress, associate. The Holy Spirit conforms your life to the image of his Son, it says in the scriptures. So I encourage you to test your faith. Because if you're not born of the Spirit of God, if you're not holy and separate from the world...
Well, I know I've definitely accepted Jesus as my personal Savior. The only one that can and will come back.
Is there any scripture in the Bible that says you accept Jesus as your personal Savior?
To believe in him, you shall be saved. John 3:16.
Yep, we have to believe in him, but we also have to follow after him. Because if we walk in the light as he is in the light, then Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. But if we say, Lord, I believe, but yet...
I believe in God or Jesus, and then that's it. That's
but what's your fruit, sir? You haven't come out of man-made traditions. Mark 7, it voids your worship of God. You haven't come out of the world.
I've gone back and forth just because of how bad the world's getting now, so it's hard.
You were making excuses for this fleshly place, this fleshly sinful place.
It's just a normal thing for the family.
That's not normal, sir. We have to come out of the... Did you know the apostles, the prophets, they only did 5 things in the scriptures? They ate and slept, they worked, they fellowshipped, they ministered the gospel, and they restored in God's creation. This is not God's creation. This is Satan's culture. And I encourage you to crucify the flesh with its affections and lusts. Come out of the world. You'll find that the world will hate you. You'll find that your friends and your family will hate you. I had to lose my friends and family.
You go to church?
I do not. I'm the church of God. I'm born of the Spirit of God. I'm the temple of God. Same as my brother and sister, we came out of the world, we came out of the church systems. I was actually a Lutheran for 21 years of my life. But I found that I was a worldly young man, I was living exactly like the world. I had to come out of the world. And Jesus Christ promises you to give the Holy Spirit and peace and joy if you're willing to crucify your flesh. I care about you. If you want any biblical encouragement, if you want to study the Word of God together, we'd be happy to help you in truth. But you're going to have to come out of the Baptist faith. You're going to have to come out of the church systems and follow after Christ in spirit and truth. Because the Baptist faith was not set up by Jesus Christ. It was set up by man. We follow Christ. I care about you. The way is very narrow. Very few are going to find eternal life. So test yourself. Are you in the flesh or the spirit today? Are you as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day, as it says in Proverbs? Or are you staying constant in the world, compromising with your flesh, compromising with the things of the world, looking, talking, acting, dressing just like the world? It's fair to say you're of the world. I care about you enough to rebuke you and tell you you need to come out of the Baptist church, you need to come out of your flesh. Because if you're claiming my Savior, he died a perfect death to redeem us out of the world, not to have us so we can live in the world, like the world, in our flesh. I care about you. What's your name?
Brandon.
Brandon, my name's Akuo. It's nice to meet you. Akuo. Yeah, it means to hear in the Greek.
You can find rest in Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Akuo. I was given that by my brothers and sisters. I care about you, but you're going to have to leave the Baptist church. You're going to have to come out of that.
We're here to help you. You got to come out of the world and come out of the church.
Amen.
Have a good day, guys. God bless you.
God blesses those who obey him. Remember that. You got to obey him. Come out of the world, sir. We love you.